Thank you, Paul, very much. I'm really happy to be here. You know, so just from my perspective, I've been in the department for 22 years, so I come in here with a depth of experience on not only the system as well as you know, our government and how we operate. And I look forward to collaborating with WMATA and the rest of the board and everyone that uses the system.
Good morning. In case of an emergency, we will egress through the main doors or the closest exits, which are illuminated by an exit sign. We will assemble on the southeast corner of 5th and F Street. I will lead the group there. An AED is available behind the guard station. In the event of a medical emergency, I will retrieve the AED. Fire extinguishers are strategically located throughout the building, and restrooms are past the guard desk to one's left. The safety contact for today, January the 16th, highlights winter weather emergency preparedness. Despite the recent warm weather, to be prepared for weather emergencies in the winter, it's important to know the difference between weather advisories, watches, and warnings. Advisories are the least serious type of warning. Watches are issued when conditions are favorable for a significant winter storm event. Take immediate precautions if you hear a warning for a winter storm or blizzard. At that point, life-threatening severe winter conditions have begun or will begin within 24 hours. When bad weather occurs, you will want to have enough supplies to get you through 72 hours. In addition to essential warm clothing, food, and hydration supplies, do not forget to have electronics like portable chargers and cables, an LED flashlight, at least 3 days' worth of any medical supplies or prescriptions, and cash, including small bills and quarters. Finally, have a backup transit plan. Learning alternative ways of getting where you need to go is an important part of emergency preparedness. Metro Alerts provide up-to-the-minute service news. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For our out of garage cleaning services, OIG observed unsafe and filthy conditions at Metro Rail station garages. This happened because 84% of the time contracted cleaning personnel were not performing their garage cleaning duties. Because of these parking garage conditions, risk of harm to the riding public increases. Rodents and other vermin are attracted to the parking garages. WMATA's reputation is jeopardized due to unsightly conditions. In addition, WMATA spent over $2.2 million for contracted cleaning services that were not performed over a two-year period. Management's doing a thorough cleaning of all Metro Rail garages, which should be completed by April 2020. In addition, WMATA is hiring in-house staff to perform the custodial work. Regarding our audit of WMATA's Smart Trip Regional Partner Comparative Billing Statements, OIG retained the audit firm RSM to conduct the annual audit of the Smart Trip Regional Comparative Partner Billing Statements. RSM issued an unmodified opinion. An unmodified opinion is the highest opinion issued in an audit. For WMATA's supply chain management evaluation, OIG found that WMATA lacked repeatable processes and oversight for effective supply chain management to mitigate opportunities for fraud, waste, and abuse. The supply chain management was fragmented across disciplines, and challenges exist in accounting for total supply chain inventory, its value, and location. WMATA accepted all of the OIG's recommendations and has already begun a comprehensive inventory initiative. Mr. Chairman, that's all I have. Thank you.
It is.
Safety and Operations Committee will begin shortly.